AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The streets of Los Angeles have been quiet during the morning hours. California Governor Gavin Newsom is telling MSNBC he plans to sue the Trump administration to roll back the National Guard deployment in the city. The governor calls it an illegal act, an immoral act, and an unconstitutional act. The AP's Chris McGarian at the White House reports Newsom feels locals have this covered.
He says that California can handle it on their own, and he wants to rescind their deployment. However, Trump seems not interested in listening to what he wants, and he is pushing forward. And also, he cited comments from the Los Angeles Police Chief, Jim McDonnell, who has expressed openness to having the National Guard there, most recently on Sunday when he said that the violence is escalating, and he's open to having that help.
The president has cited a legal provision that allows him to mobilize federal service members when there is a rebellion or danger of a rebellion against the authority of the government of the United States. It could take days to clear the debris in downtown Los Angeles from burned cars and to paint over the graffiti. A small plane carrying six people crashed in the Pacific off San Diego.
The Federal Aviation Administration is looking into a plane crash Sunday, not long after it took off for its destination of Phoenix. Coast Guard officials say searchers found debris later in the day about 5 miles off the coast of Point Loma, a San Diego neighborhood that juts into the Pacific. The Coast Guard also said in its initial news release that it was searching for six people on board. They have not been identified. The plane was owned by an Arizona-based nutritional supplement maker, Optimal Health Systems. They didn't immediately respond to a request for comment. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Ukraine says Russia launched almost 500 drones at Ukraine in the biggest overnight drone bombardment of the war. Israeli forces have seized a Gaza-bound aid boat and detained climate activist Greta Thunberg and other activists on board. This is AP News. Two people were killed. Shots were fired on the Las Vegas Strip near the fountain at the Bellagio Resort and Casino.
Under Sheriff Andrew Walsh says the shooting was not random.
We believe we have the suspect identified and that this is an isolated incident, knowing that the suspect and the victim had previously engaged in some type of conflict using a variety of social media platforms.
Walsh says the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department is trying to locate and arrest the suspect. Audio courtesy KTNV. I'm Julie Walker.
A soccer fan died in Germany during the Nations League final between Spain and Portugal after falling from an overhead level onto the media section below. The fatal fall happened during the first period of extra time at the Munich Stadium when tensions were high between rival players and fans were becoming more animated. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.